Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are recapping Chapter 63 and last week's 62. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
A little bit of Justin Bieber in Espanol.
That's not Jay on this question.
Ready, guys?
I got too excited.
Despacito.
Yeah. What's good, everybody? You are watching.
Ay, esta es mi canción. Espérate.
The Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Stephanie Georgie. But before we get started, go ahead and find us on YouTube. Subscribe to our page. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Rate us, leave us comments, do what you do. You know how to. I had to rhyme for a second there. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie. And tonight we have a full panel.
Hey, come on now.
I love you, ladies.
Starting with the lovely, lovely lady to my left.
Hey, everyone. I'm Natalie Tavidian, and you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything else at Natalie Tavidian.
And what's up, everyone? It's Francesca and Lulu. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA, and Lulu is Lulu on the gram.
I'm so happy Lulu's here because I missed her the first time.
What's going on, y'all? Tu sabes la negra que tiene tumbao is here.
Oh, andale. Franceli Chavez, you can hang out with me at all things at Selly Hangout. This is my jam.
Right? Anyways, I hope all of you guys heard Justin Bieber's version. This song is a little bit old, and Justin Bieber, I imagine, he heard it and was like, you know what?
Let's
put the beeps on it.
He sang along to it, and then he was like, I sound really good. Let me hit this dude up and see if I can do a remix.
It works. Anyway, I like it.
And here we are now.
So we'd like to first and foremost apologize for missing out on last week's episode.
Yeah,
sorry, I had gotten my wisdom teeth pulled out, and I looked like
a chipmunk.
And then the girls all, we all had something.
Was going crazy.
Not that that's an excuse, because you all come first. However, it was an emergency.
Yes.
So last week was kind of nuts.
Yeah, it was.
The lovely Franceli and Natalie are going to...
We got you covered.
We're
going
to have to do a more or less quick recap, just because there's a lot that we want to talk about in regards to Chapter 63.
Tonight's episode was epic.
Right, but last week.
Jane just wants to hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years.
Hello.
She's getting back into the dating game. And she realizes, you know, I've only been with one man.
She wants to pop the cherry.
Yeah.
But she's the columnist. And the timing couldn't have been better. Because it was like the whole theme of Sex in the City, which I loved.
Love that.
And
her
column was all about dating a widow at 28. Like, what does it mean?
Because everybody could relate.
Like, hello, I'm
totally
a widow.
Totally
I'm
normal.
A widow right now. And I got to figure out how to pop my cherry. Hello.
Dating as a widow at 28.
I can't get over how cute Lulu looks right now.
Sorry, guys. Don't
but you know what? She's reminding me right now of like when Rogelio was Charlotte and had the dog at the table, which was epic.
For viewers who are listening,
yes.
Lulu is a dog.
Yes, that's sitting here at the
sitting
studio.
Sitting here with us.
Yeah, in fact, I have to Instagram while we're live because...
And we can't handle it.
Lulu, you just chilling over there, huh?
Just a
chilling.
Lot of cuteness.
Chilling like a villain.
Oh, and so we
Fabian
get the...
is reading a whole lot, and
yeah,
Jane is
books.
Just confused about why does this man just want to talk about books? I think that's the funniest thing ever, where she's like,
do you only like
me because of my intelligence? Are you attracted to me at all?
Right,
I thought
reverse.
That was hilarious.
That was
but
hilarious.
I thought it was funny that he said... I like all the books with numbers in it. Is it like a genre?
A genre.
Oh my god, you sounded just like him.
That was awesome.
Jinx, you owe me a cup. Can
Can someone bring one in for us? Because I know there's some in the fridge.
Oh my god, can we get the live chat up?
But yeah, I love that. But then Fabian was like, no, that's just how I'm distracting myself because I don't want to have sex until I'm married.
He's like, I move all these
and
books.
What was it? He says it's only been like 3 weeks since he made that decision. Yeah, so he's ridiculous. Like, I don't wanna have sex until I'm married or until I know that it's serious. And then she goes, you know, like, how long have you been waiting? And he's like, oh, it's been 3 weeks.
Come
Fabian.
On.
Fabian. Life must guys, be so
like,
hard.
For guys, it's like an eternity. Like, three right? weeks.
One day?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So, Mateo actually gets her out of her fling because he's having nightmares. Mm-hmm. And when Jane runs home, when she's like, okay, this is a sign. I'm not supposed to have this fling because she's been going back and forth. Mateo's like, oh, Mom, what does artificial mean? Because people at school said I'm artificial. And I was like... How do you explain to a child that you've been artificially inseminated?
She reacted so well today. I would have been like, who was it?
Yeah.
Whose mother was it? I would have I'm going to find her tail. Right now.
Yeah. But like, how just messed up is that? Like, a grown adult saying these things to kids.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I'm sure for the show, it'll be that way. But let's, in real life, this would happen. But in real life, I feel like it would be the parent just discussing it to someone else. And then being like, oh, but sweetheart, it's nothing bad, blah, blah. But kids will be kids, and they'll go to work, school and be like,
repeat every.
Here's what I found out.
Right, exactly. Right?
And it's just, it's ridiculous, because sometimes there's no explanation. Like, that's why I mean, bullying is bad, but sometimes I feel bad for that entire concept, because... you know, I think there's a bit of a misconception where bullies are always have like a horrible background. Where sometimes bullies, they just don't like that kid. They just don't know. Yeah. They're just, you know what I'm saying? I think the worst is that they just don't get disciplined.
Yeah.
Not even like they come from a bad background. They're just like, they're comfortable with what they're doing.
I don't think he was hurt. I think Mateo was just like... Like, why am I different?
Curious, because he heard it in artificial, and it was not like everyone else is coming.
From other kids?
Well, they all came from storks, so then why was that artificial?
She was a virgin, so wrap your mind around that.
Right.
But I love the moment that Jane and Raphael have together when they're explaining to Mateo how he was...
On the bed, yeah.
Yeah, so they're explaining to him how he came into the world, and they were like, you know, lots of times, mommies and daddies, they fall in love, and then they have a baby, but... With you came first, and then we become family. And
so cute.
It's a different. It's just a little different story, and he got it, and he felt special, and it's adorable.
He is so stinking cute.
He's such a
sweet face. I adore Mateo.
I do. I just want to take him home.
I want one like that.
Also, last week, we found out that JP equals Jerky Pants, and Jerky Pants was Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And Raphael decides to, like, call Petra because he's concerned, because he's like, man,
Chuck, when she says he, she means Chuck.
Yes. Concerned about the fact that Petra's with him, and oh my god, he could be this killer. But he also admits his feelings for Petra during this phone call and this voicemail, and tells her you shouldn't be with Chuck. So that was like a big deal, and I was just like, well, how is Petra gonna respond to this? Who's she gonna pick? Did you think that she was gonna pick Chuck?
I don't know. I like Chuck. I love Chuck. I think they worked very well together.
I think I always knew that it was going to end up the way it did. And we'll talk about it for the next episode. But
yeah, like a love triangle kind of thing?
No, like I think Chuck is just the fluff. I think that although she has real feelings for Chuck, I think that the way this episode's going, it's always going to be Raphael and Petra, although that's not what I want. But that's just the way I think it was gonna go, you know? Like, that's her baby daddy. That's who she's always wanted, you know? Chuck is just
Lulu's like, can we go to chapter 63, please?
Go,
she's
take it away.
She's looking at me and she's like, and I'm like, Lulu, come
take
on.
Take it away, move on to 63.
But no,
well,
remember,
no, there's like, I feel like we were discussing, like, you were giving us the recap, and there are some pretty good points going on.
Jane with no panties on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about Jane with no panties on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She put on a red dress and shows up at her fling's house with no panties on and thinks she's going to get some, and then her
His grandmother opens the door.
So he doesn't love his grandma?
No, he calls his grandmother to say, oh my God, you gotta come meet my girlfriend. And they're not even really together.
He wants to impress grandma.
He's just doing the most.
And then Jane kind of gets upset because she's like, what's going
like,
on
what
here? Is this the only reason you have me around? Because you want to introduce me to your family. And I thought it was hilarious when they were like, oh, we gotta worry about mama's boys. Now there are grandma's boys. So that was really, really, really funny. And Jane, Zomara said that Jane was the type of person who would marry on a first date. Hello, pumpkin.
He's just taking over the show.
He is.
I can't.
This is the Lulu
this
show.
Lulu's like, let me just get on the table right quick.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to continue with this train
please,
of thought.
Ahead.
Yes, please.
Look at her pet. Go ahead, girl. Talk to
me. I'm just going to sit here and pet Lulu and continue talking about what I was just talking about. When the episode opens up, Jane is walking with her mom, and her mom was like, what? You used to be someone who married on a first date. You know, she's like, oh, soulmate. Like, on a first date, she'd fall in love. And now she's like, I'm not attached. I just want to fling, which I kind of find really weird.
For Jane to want that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I believe it because it's one of those things where when you had something serious before, one, it's proving it to everyone. Two,
you oh my God. This is so ridiculous.
Oh, Lulu just wants to give me kisses.
Huh. Just ignore her. Just talk.
She's everything right
Come
now.
Here. Come here.
So, I forgot. And
when you had something serious before.
I did. Te lo juro que se lo olvidó. So then tú no quieres algo serio después, tú nomás quieres singar con todo el mundo.
Sí. Por favor, ayúdame.
So what Stephanie was trying to say is that when you've had something so serious and so committed,
thank you,
that after that you just want to have sex with everybody.
Well, no, it's not sex with everybody, but it's...
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's more like you saying it to yourself that... No, I was serious about what I had before.
Yeah.
This is nothing to me. It's not going to be anything to me. It can't be anything to me. Because even though it took me 3 years to get over it, at the same time, it's like still me trying to get over it.
Yeah.
Lulu, just lay down,
girl. But then there is something special about Fabian because... That is the first person. She's only had sex with her husband.
Right.
I think something special because he allowed her to put her guard down.
Yeah.
And introduced her to the feeling again.
Guy.
Right.
And the fact that he likes her for her. And yes, this is turning into some fling, but she's
the most
but lucky.
She's okay, but the fact that Rafael was the first person she called.
Real quick. We're going to go ahead and transition into 63. So let's go ahead and talk about this.
No. I'm saying in 62, after she had sex with Fabian, her first phone call wasn't Zoe. It was Raf.
Mm-hmm.
She called him first to be like, oh my God, is this weird? But I just had my first fling. And he's like, no, it's cool. And I'm just like, they're best friends.
They're best friends. They are biffles. And that just makes a good relationship. Like, I mean, for chapter 63, obviously, we see things happen with Petra, but Jane, like, they're always going to be...
But don't you want to marry your best friend? Like,
exactly.
Doesn't that make more sense?
She married her best friend already, but the thing is that, in addition to them being best friends, they've been through things already. They've shared feelings already. They know each other in regards to love and hate. So it's easy to talk to someone because it's like calling your friend like, no, but when I hate someone, you know how I hate them. When I like someone, you know how I like them. When
right.
I say I just want to fling, I just want to fling. That person just gets it.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. That's crazy. But like I said, transitioning into chapter 63, we continue to see this whole thing going on between Jane and Fabian. And Fabian is in this honeymoon stage of having, you know...
What is that? Can you translate for me? I didn't understand this.
For any
I don't get it.
I know. For all the Latinos out there, you probably understood it, but that's like, you know, when you get it in. After they got it, after they smashed, for lack of better words, he was still in it, and she was like, oh, put it this way. Jane now understands why people have casual sex.
Yeah,
because sometimes you do it and it's like it fulfills you wanting to be touched, you needing to release things that you need to release, and then you're like, wow, once I've released it,
I'm no longer in need of your services.
Thank you.
She's thank like, you kindly, sir.
I'm going to leave, and he's like smothering her. I bid you adieu.
Right.
5 more minutes, five please. Fabian's yeah,
said that
like,
5 minutes ago, and it's
I
just
want
like,
you here.
Oh my God, okay, be mad, you're thirsty.
2 more minutes.
Well, it's I mean, he obviously really wanted a relationship.
Yeah, because he's like,
well, if you're bringing minutes? Grandmother yeah. over.
He's like, I don't know. I feel
he's
like
still
that's,
clingy.
I feel like that's just how Latino, some like, Latino men are like
whoa.
They want
you know
no she that's because it's for you. You're from the East Coast. The East Coast Latinos are on some y los no. dominicanos son yeah. unos tigres
yeah eso
so, and that's different.
That's different.
Mira, un hombre dominicano no se puede confiar.
Okay, of course everything is like everything is not everyone no matter where you are, but like when I was in like say Cuba or Puerto Rico or anywhere else, like
traditional.
The guys are like very, they want to give you that same like girlfriend mm-hmm. affection, but then they also just want the fling, but it's also yeah. with the girlfriend. But then,
well,
you know
put
what
it
I
this
mean?
Way,
like,
everyone
I'm
loves
so confused right way. Now. I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, this way, everyone loves to say it's 2017. Women can do what they want. We should be able to sleep with someone, and it should be okay and casual and acceptable, right? Mm-hmm. However, they're also let's go back to the saying. You know, what good is the milk if you can get the cow for free? Or what mm-hmm. is that how
yes,
it goes?
No,
what's
like that.
Well, why the cow when you getting the milk for free?
Yes. Yes.
For the record, my dad's response to that the other day, I was like, I lied. I told him real quick. Side note, I said, all right, Dad, there's no use crying over spilt milk. He's like, until you have to buy the milk again. And I'm like, touche, sir, touche. But anyways, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Well,
right.
Because then you don't have to keep buying the damn milk.
You don't have to keep buying the damn milk. That's right. But my point is that I think being a Latino or coming, not even Latino, coming from a traditional and or conservative household, you are brought up a certain way. Mm. When you become an adult, subconsciously, you take things from your upbringing, right?
Right.
When mm-hmm. you are with a woman who is conservative, who does hold back, who doesn't give you something right away, one, we all love the chase. We all respect the chase. Mm-hmm. Two, it's showing him a reflection of what his culture is. Probably Jane reminds him of his grandmother, his mother, the important women in his life. And then when you finally get it, you're like, you know what? This woman deserves my respect. This woman is potential to be the mother of my children. This woman is everything in my life.
So he likes the idea of her.
He likes the idea of her, but yeah. you can't fault him for it because guess what? The idea of Jane is perfect.
Yeah.
The idea of anyone's always
yeah,
perfect.
Y'all feel me out hey. There?
Wait, can hey. We get the live chat up pretty please?
You know, okay, but I want to play devil's advocate here, okay? So do you really think falling in love with an idea is
no,
okay?
No, no one said that.
No, but, I know
that's
that.
That's the worst said, thing in the
no,
world.
No, but you said the idea of her is perfect. But
I'm saying that's why he fell for it. So it's not just that he fell for an idea of anything, because it could have just been his own irrational idea of what he may want. It's the idea of Jane, this character that's part of this show that we
right.
have all come to know.
Right.
That
and
is,
that might not that be the, really her once he gets to know
of course
her.
Not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
But my point is that that is a fantastic, that is an ideal
situation. Yeah. I agree, for sure.
Yeah.
I felt like the whole theme on chapter 63, uh-huh. Jane, the maid of honor, I felt like it was all about fairy tale. You know, there was mm-hmm. the fairy tale yeah. wedding. It starts off with her reading mm-hmm. to Mateo the story of Cinderella. There is a moment where she sees herself as the stepdaughter?
Cinderella. Cinderella.
She's Cinderella.
Yeah,
she sees herself as Cinderella.
Before the magical fairy tale.
It starts, yeah, it starts with the fairy tale. It wrapped with the fairy tale. But when she was reading to Mateo, she was talking about how she doesn't really believe in fairy tale anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was sad. I thought
yeah.
that was so sad for me because she did have her fairy tale.
Yeah.
And she got married and Michael died.
Oh, God.
It happened. And she doesn't know if she can have another fairy tale again.
Right.
You look like you're going to cry.
No. Me, never. I don't cry.
But it's true, like when you're, like, younger and innocent, that doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily come with age. Like, innocence can mm-hmm. go on
yeah.
a long time. You always kind of have that, like, fairy tale idea. And then mm-hmm. once you go through certain circumstances and grow, you're gonna realize, like,
you kind of get jaded.
Yeah,
of course.
Become a 28-year-old widow.
You know, you start looking at life from a different perspective.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it still can always be a fairy tale, but then you have to realize
you become more realistic.
Yeah, why things happen. Because I honestly hate when people say, like, oh, I'm a realist.
Ugh.
It's just like you have to be open with that. There's the ebb and flow. There's the yin and yang. There's the good. There's the bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it can still be a fairy tale. You know.
Of course.
Well, I always like to say that.
I loved it.
Yeah.
At the end, I was like, wait,
she was totally having
a moment there.
You should have looked at the way she was looking at you. She was entranced. She was like, eyes wide open. Like, yes.
I'm like, oh, really? My God. Tell me more.
Tony Robbins, tell me more.
I'm about to lay down on that couch and listen to some more of your philosophy.
I charge by the hour, okay?
This is too much for my life.
But you know, like
you can have the fairy tale, but it comes with yin and yang. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life.
Someone in the live chat right now, Jazz41173, says she updated it for the times. Marriage takes work. It doesn't stop at they lived happily ever after. That's exactly like kind of what I was going through.
Correct.
It's always a work. It's always something. But if it's something that you love, and this comes with relationship, with your career, with family, with friends, you know,
nothing is perfect.
If it's something that it's your dream, it's your fairy tale, then you're just going to keep working at it, and you're going to take whatever. And
live your fairy tale.
Thanks. Yeah. And even Zoe was, you know, finding this out originally last episode. She was saying, like, I don't want this big wedding, like, whatever. And then she's like, no, I want a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. And she wants it all to be perfect. And then you realize you're going to have your, like, miniature white horses sometimes.
Right.
But it's still going to be
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, but what I think that what works for Zoe is that she, like, okay, the issue with all of us wanting the fairy tale or wanting a specific thing is because we are taking things from our past that we want to see again, right? So Jane is going to be more or less unhappy for a little bit until she finds something like Michael, which that's not the case. Even though something may seem nice, it's like that's what you're looking for, more of that comfort, and that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be present in the moment, right?
Right.
That's not, it's like having to relearn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Relearn what are the other things that can I like about this person? And then what's lucky about Xiomara is that she more or less can go back to what she was used to, because what she was used to was Rogelio. Only they had all that time in between, and then they came back.
Xiomara has something
so
better.
So they have something better because they're allowed to chase what they had before, only because they both want it so bad.
Jane doesn't know if she can find better or another fit. It's not going to be better. It
because
cannot.
Unless she's with Raph, everything is going to be new. She's going to have to relearn it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be taught, if you will.
I like what you said about be present.
You have to be present.
Dude, I feel like we need to have our own talk show, okay? Just tell us your issues.
Join us for Join us for the late night.
I'm just gonna sit here and ask you guys a whole bunch of questions.
Podcast,
right? It's true.
I love the not so sincere wedding invite where Jane was like, "Of course, I want you to come to the wedding."
Oh, the Pinocchio nose was
bring the horses. I would love to have you at the wedding.
Speaking of Pinocchio, which was so weird, it was part of this episode.
It was part of the fairy tale.
For the last 3 days since I've parted my hair, honestly, they look at me. I'm a real boy.
Shut up.
You're so dumb.
I'm a real boy.
No, you look super cute.
With my real boy hair.
No, it's beautiful.
So ridiculous.
I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying, I'm a real boy.
Shut up.
So that's kind of crazy. So then Jane and Fabian, I know, I was just trying to change the subject. I'm a real boy. Okay. Last one.
When Jane says she doesn't want to break up. What girl hasn't thought of this? She doesn't want to break up with him. She's hoping he gets the hints and fades away.
Oh my God. Yes.
What male, girl or guy, watching right now.
I feel like guys do that more than girls do.
They do
because girls are way more like honest and like, I just kind of. But men are just like, I'm just going
to
stop.
Like, I'm not trying to hurt her. I don't want to see her cry.
Like, I'm not, yo. Like,
but that's even worse.
It's so much
that
worse.
Even worse. I just rip the band-aid off.
I've literally, in a relationship, have said before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, first of all, nobody's going to make it easy for you. So if you want this to be over, you're going to have to verbalize that to me.
Yes.
Communicate that to me.
100%.
Right. Second of all, if I cried... I mean, no offense to females, but I'm a girl. I'm a cry.
Yeah.
I'll get over it.
And let me get over it in like 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Like, yes. But, you know, and don't let that. Don't
it
let
takes
that
me 72
you.
Hours, by the way, exactly.
Yeah.
But and I'm over it.
But I think about this with Raph and Petra, right? Because it's like women, we cry in the moment, and we we cry and we get it out right then and there. And it's like Petra said, it took so long to like be done and be closed, and now he wants to bring back it up, like bring it back, like that's selfish. But men, it's like automatically they don't think about it. They're good. They go do their thing. He got with Abby. Blah 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 blah. Oh, but yeah, then Abby. As time goes on and it really sits, that's when a man starts thinking, "Well, man, I kind of miss her." But by the time he starts missing you and wanting you back, you already did all the work to get over him.
Yeah.
Because we deal with our emotions right away. Men don't deal with their emotions right away, which is why it took Raph all this time to freak.
This has been a great session, ladies.
I'm like, I want to strangle Raph. Like, I feel the same way Petra feels. Like, you're selfish, bro.
It
like,
is. That's what I was going
to
say.
You should have came to this conclusion a long time ago, my ninja. Like, I'm
He is being selfish. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, he's being selfish.
What is he thinking?
You know what? Because he wants to have his cake and eat it, too.
They aren't right. He's...
Damn, you know what? That came from something else, though. Not about the show.
Stay tuned afterwards.
Spencelli was like... Yeah. Like that built up right now. I was like, wait, are you talking about Raph right now? Or who are you or talking who? About?
Okay.
Let's
go back to Petra, though. The reason why she doesn't, she's not thinking about love. She's thinking with her head here. I actually cannot tell what Petra at the moment was thinking of. She was being a mom. She was saying that there are kids in the mix, and there are two very happy families. He is the father of Jane's baby. This is like a therapy session.
Jane, Laura,
Jane, totally a
Laura, have a seat.
First of all, the Jane after show turns into Iyana Fix My Life.
I can't. That's a compliment. Thank you.
41173 shout outs to you. Come fix my life. I love that.
I love it.
But here, this is a good thing about the show. And the good thing about the after show, tell your friends.
See, right. Telenovelas
that. Is that we break it down because everything is a derivative of everything, right?
Right, exactly.
I'm all that meme where all, she's like calculating things.
The homage and the dialogue of shows all echo the truth at some point.
Mm-hmm. As dramatic and as crazy as Jane the Virgin is,
you don't just
cannot
think of
relate
that.
To
you
specific things yeah. on yeah, the show, sure. specific relationships, specific bonds.
But because it comes. Put it this way, it's like, let's say this story really happened, it's our version of telling it. Meaning it'd be down, but like, but let me tell you the story, and this is what the way that it would sound in the eyes of someone else. Yeah. That's what we're imagining is this novela. Yeah. But
Petra's reasoning with the two happy kids and well the three kids, you know.
Yeah. She was right. And then I just feel bad that Jane was drunk, that then and Petra was waiting to hear Jane agree with her, meaning when you all saw her face was a little bit
tell
upset.
Tell me I'm crazy.
When Jane agreed with her, right? So the second time around.
Wait, whose face was upset?
Petra was. Petra. She went to Jane's
when
house.
She was like, yeah.
She's like, this, and this.
You're right.
Can we sidebar really fast about how she said that Jane's her only real friend?
Yeah.
Like, look how far
I've
come,
been
guys.
On that.
Look how far we've come.
We've come a long way, ladies
that gave
and gentlemen.
Me goosebumps.
I always knew that because it's someone consistent. And I've always used to say, one of the closest feelings to love is hate.
Right, we were talking about that.
And
there's
you
a
know,
thin line.
To
I don't
hate
like
somebody,
that. That scares
got,
me.
It is, but to hate someone, you have to really know someone, you know? Like, you can't, you don't just hate something you don't really like, kind of. At least to the extent that she has, plus their family, and Jane has proven time and time again, I'm going to stick around.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up on my family, you know? Your daughters are my son's sisters.
It is,
like, done. It's a wrap. Family's family. Blood is thicker than water, and your blood doesn't have to be red. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be the same type as mine.
When Raph said, you're family,
I love you so much. I almost died. But he meant it,
too.
And he could say it, and he was comfortable. He's like, when I think of family, I think of you.
Yeah.
Right.
But did he mean, like, I love you, like, you're the mother of my child? Or did he mean, like, I love you?
No, I don't think he's in love.
When he
said it, he meant, I love you, like, you're my life forever.
Yeah.
He showed up at Petra's door.
Yeah, so.
Here's the thing that's upsetting me. Petra, right now, which I looked at Francesca saying, I'm like, oh, she's going to get over it in a little bit, I think.
Oh, you mean with Petra and Raph. And I think someone earlier in the chat actually said the same thing, too.
Something about the rebound.
Whoever was writing about the rebound earlier, where Raph and Jane can get back together, retype it, send it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
great. Oh, right here. That is Raph and Petra will try and work out first. Then Raph will have to rebound. Then Jane and Raph can get together.
Right. But I also just think that it's because
that just creates a very uncomfortable love
Petra's
triangle.
Petra's feelings came up because she was scared, and that would happen. You know, when you almost lose something, like you're a bit irrational. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly what happens. Like, actually, you know what? Perfect example for me would be, hate to bring up a different show, but in Mad Men, when Roger Sterling has a heart attack in the beginning of the first two seasons, his wife, whom he continues to cheat on throughout the show, comes into the hospital and he's crying. He's like, I love you so much. And you never see him this vulnerable, this wonderful, and so expressive, except for that moment. Mm-hmm. But only for him to heal, for things to get better, and for him to leave his wife for a woman that's a lot younger, and for him to be like, oh, F Mona, this and that, being annoyed about this woman that at one point he said, I love you so much. And he does, because it's the mother of his child, but it's not who you want it to be. So I think circumstances are going to change. I think that Petra is going to think, like, you know what? I remember loving you, Raph. I remember getting over you, and it was so hard, but I remember meeting Chuck. And I remember how I felt again. And I remember feeling more at place. You know?
So you think Chuck's going to come back?
Yeah, but because I think with Chuck, it's only Petra. With Raph, it was Petra and Jane.
Yeah.
The reasoning...
And not just that. Wait. Bring it back a second as if Petra's been innocent this whole time.
She cheated on him with his best friend.
Yeah. And then she
was bad to him.
That's my point. She got over him eventually. You know? That's why I feel like with Jane and Raph, they would only be... They can honestly say, because Michael's gone now, God rest his soul.
he's gone.
His character. Jane could actually, they can to each other really say, it's only been them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because Raph never felt the way he felt until he loved Jane. You know? Raph only loves
You're
his
so
children.
Sure about Raph's love for Jane. Huh?
I am.
But
this is the thing. Remember when they were like, "Oh, according to this," Petra was like, "According to this magazine, we're doomed." What do y'all bring out of each other? Or we bring the worst out of each other? Jane brings the best out of Raph.
Exactly.
That's just.
But Jane brings the best out of everybody.
This is true.
This is true. But also, Raph really does bring a lot of good
the best out of Jane.
Yeah.
100% the best.
Michael did for sure, absolutely. But Raph still does, and when he doesn't need to, he's still doing
it. But because Raph is going to be devil's advocate, but also say, look, I'm going to show you the other side. However, I'm in support of you. I believe you. I trust you. I love you.
I don't see these brunches going on any longer.
I think they'll always go on.
With Petra?
Well, if the story's ever going to turn into Raph and Jane getting together, I feel like this
will.
No, they
will. Because Petra will be happy. She'll accept it.
You think so?
A very uncomfortable triangle.
But Petra...
Now.
But it's here's always the thing, though. I've grown to love Petra, and the reason why I love Petra is because Petra can handle her own.
She's like, so she badass. She's
to
amazing.
To the point where as much as Jane is strong, Jane can't. Mm-hmm. Jane needs Raph. Petra doesn't need nobody. She's, you know what I'm saying? Like, she comes from, no offense to Eastern Europe, but Eastern Europe is quite cold. They're cold people. It's a different culture. And she's raised like that. Look at her mother. Mm-hmm. And that's why she still has love for her mother and her sister who paralyzed her.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. So Petra's always going to be okay, but that's why I like Chuck, because Chuck shows her, like, the roughness, the realness of things.
Yeah.
However, he has that southern charm that's like, you know what? I know how to put a woman like that in her place respectfully and keep her there. He's got
and
her in
she
check.
Likes that. I think
she
Petra
does.
Has
of course
a
she likes
soft
that.
She needs somebody who's going to sit her tail down.
Yeah.
I hate that Jane felt left out in that moment, though. That was really sad when she saw herself as Cinderella and she pictured Raph and Petra together with the fairy girls.
Well, I mean, think about it. When he chooses to run, he ran to them first.
I know that was,
and I get
that
it
for Jane.
Well, like, I mean, he has two kids from two different.
Yeah, but he had Mateo
first.
You
gotta run like this and like
he
scoop
can't.
Them
you
together.
Can't kiss all three kids at the same time.
You can't. And guess what? Girls are girls. Hell yeah, daddy's gonna come to me first.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my brother's name, Corey. You can wait. Relax. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. Like, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine that you guys mentioned that because I thought the same thing. And I was like, oh, but the princesses. I'm like, it doesn't matter because Jane had the king.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his legacy.
I mean, that's how it goes, you know.
That's how it goes.
Sons are close to their moms, and the girls are close to their daddies.
But sons are everything to their dad. But yeah, the girls are just close to their daddies. But it doesn't matter. It's like, that is the reign. That he's...
Yeah.
Mateo is king of that family.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been binge watching Game of Thrones, so I'm just picturing them all right
now. Woo, girl! Somebody's a big fan.
Oh, my God.
My boyfriend.
Jon Snow.
My former boyfriend, because... I won't tell you, but...
Oh, that is Jon Snow on the left.
I love
Kit Harington. Oh, my God.
Kit Harington is everything.
Why he got to marry her? Oh, what about me, Kit? What about me?
He married
the girl.
In real life?
Which girl?
All right, guys.
I'm so lost.
Where can we find you on social media?
Wait.
I'm just kidding.
When it comes to love.
I'm over it. I was kidding. I just got pissed off
because
of that.
Wait, I feel like we still... There's... Oh.
What do you say?
I started the music.
No, because I'm pissed. I'm like, I want to wrap up now.
I mean, I don't know.
Executive. Okay. I'm all, okay, so, but why would Jon Snow, let's all go
recapping Game of Thrones?
At the same time, I'm just going to read it. At the same time with Jane, but yes, she was incredible. Oh, it's a going off on something else. There is nothing to give up. And the same time with Jane, but she was incredible in making it easier for them. I think Petra will move herself, but you all forget that Adam will be back. Jane's first love.
I like this too. If you think about it, Jane did the same thing to Raph, what Raph did to her in season one, because she gave up on them because she thought she deserved something else. She chose Michael. So he's choosing Petra now. I mean, that.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, everyone has to remember the scene in the hallway when Jane is.
Or how about tonight when she thought the knock on the door was Raph?
Oh, that same thing.
Man,
when Jane,
that was... I literally
we
got
heard the knock on the door.
Like, when the knock happened, I couldn't contain myself. Like,
I
couldn't
almost bruised this girl.
I was like, the suspense, my heart. And when she opened the door and it was her parents, like, I was happy, but I was sad.
Asking
like, was
her to like, officiate their wedding.
Yeah, but I was...
You know, Ricky Martin's, like...
Yeah. Not,
you
but know. I was like, she's but it wasn't Raph. Like, I wanted it to be Raph so bad.
Yeah, don't get mad at me. And for everyone... And again, our opinions. We ain't the writers. Relax, everybody. But I'm sorry to say this, however. The only time... Two times in the show, Jane cried as hard as she did. When Michael died... And when Raph told her that he didn't love her, she cried that hard in the hallway that first time,
mm-hmm.
like hard, like to the point where. And for everyone who's on the other team, shut up because when you all saw that, we all thought the same thing. Like you want to cry because if you've been in love before and you've been hurt that way, it's that bad, you know?
Yeah.
So of Jesus. Course, and guess
now
what?
It's like,
she's of course, but here's the thing though, when
never been in love, I wouldn't know.
The only reason why they were okay with Raph dating someone else is because it wasn't Petra and it wasn't Jane. They couldn't see that because that just relives everything else. But when you have Raph putting you as priority because you have his kid, you're okay for a little bit. You're gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like you still always have that person forever. And essentially that's kind of just what you want. And Jane in this episode says, when it comes to love, you risk a lot, right?
When it comes to love, there's always a risk.
When it comes to love, there's always a risk, but the risk is worth it if it means the happiness of the other person. And so I think that's...
Or it could go back to that heartbreak.
It could go back to that heartbreak, but that's what... right, the risk. Because
that crying scene. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all a leap of faith.
Yeah.
But I really feel like that's true love. Like, to really love something is to let it go, you know? Because it's like...
You think that's what happened there when Jane was like, go for Petra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what true love looks like.
Of course.
Because love is free. I mean, you know, for me, y'all already know what time it is. God is love.
Yeah.
So if God is love, God gave us free will.
Yes.
And so that's how it should be. Love is freedom. free to choose, you know, and love you enough even if it's not with me.
That's right.
And that's what true love looks like, not possession, not...
And she get that. And when you have like a calmness in you for just a moment, then you have to realize and you have to get over it that he does have a plan for us. And again, and not for that those of you who are religious, we're in the perception of Jane.
Right.
Someone's got to guess.
And it's not about like... Oh man, it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Not that it's easy by any means. I think it was easier because she was drunk. But I think at the same time, it's one of those things where it's like, man, I love you enough to want to see you happy, even if it's not with me. And I'll go through the pain and I'll hurt and all of that, but I'm going to love you through.
72 hours. Especially because he said it to her. Especially because he said it to her. He's like, I love you so much.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, essentially, you just want that person in your life.
Yeah,
if he's telling you I'm gonna be in your life,
then
you
have
to tell him, okay, I'm gonna then you
he's
know
like
what?
You'll never
do
what
same, you have though. To do. That's not the same. It's him not the being same. In her life forever.
It isn't the
him.
Same, but I'm saying it's
but
it's,
you can't
it's
force
already
something.
Your baby daddy. Yeah.
You know? Can't force something. Like I can't make you love me. You know, like Adele sang the mess out that song.
I love that song.
You can't make
Go ahead. No, you don't.
Right, that's my song. And that's true, like, you trying to make a puzzle piece fit where it don't belong, like, you can't force someone to feel what they don't feel. If he's in love with Petra, that is what that is. You're not in love with me, but you love me, and we have this family, we gotta keep it going.
Yeah.
We just gotta make it work.
Mm-hmm. I completely forgot, someone just in the chat said about Rose. Can we talk about that really fast?
I saw it. I was just waiting for us to finish this.
Okay,
on the topic.
Okay.
But anyways, let's see what happens. Right now, they're all back in love. Jane is trying to fall back, and she's going to attempt to accept it. I personally think that... Actually, we'll do that in predictions. Okay, so yeah, so there's that going on between the three of them. Very serious emotions going around.
Mm-hmm.
But last but not least, Rose got cut!
Yes! Finally!
But you know the crazy thing about it is she had been thinking about it the whole time. Like having her on the timer.
She's
with the
smart.
Phone.
She knows.
She knows.
Rose knows what time it is. But then that cancer thing. That cancer thing is what got Luisa. She's like, wait.
Because Luisa's always been, you know, no offense, Luisa, but she's always been.
She's an airhead.
A sucker.
She's a DT.
She's a sucker for love.
But not even love. It's just like she's like a kid to me.
She's a sucker
acts
for love.
On impulse and like
her wife cheated on her. She actually intimidated. She fell in love with her stepmom. Her stepmom killed her dad. Her stepmom killed her dad, but she was still in love with her stepmom.
No, she's just
her
like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
she just doesn't care. She's like a kid. She just impulse what she wants when she wants. And just like,
I think deep down inside, she's smart, but.
She's also an orphan now and she's by herself, and Raph is the only family that she has.
Which is. Mm-hmm. I love this because Luisa needs to stop playing with the devil. Do you know what I mean? Like, she needs to come back to family, the one person that's really going to love her, even though she's crazy. Mm-hmm. This Rose lady's just dragging her through the dirt this whole time, you know?
But she falls for Rose every time. It's like true love. Like, that's her woman.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks, too? And Renji said it in the chat. I think Raph will officially cut ties with Luisa. And I'm like, that's why when he's like,
love
when
does
I think
make
of,
you do crazy things, Finto.
When you think about family, he thinks about Jane. That makes so much sense now. Like, now that Renji just said that, it clicked the light bulb. Because, you know, he's not really his father's son. His sister has chosen the person that's murdered, you know, his so-called father and kidnapped his son. It's just like, you're not my real sister. So it's like, Jane really is the only family he's got. Is what it feels like. You know?
It
so
makes perfect.
That's real.
It is real.
Oh, poor Raph.
So we're going to see what happened, but let's go ahead and jump into predictions.
Predictions.
I predict.
You're after Buzz TV.
I predict that Petra will try, they'll both try to make it happen, but then.
It's going to fizzle
it's
out.
It's just, it's not going to be comfortable because, like we said, the best friend thing. They were around each other for, like, transition things. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. They're good business partners. Mm-hmm. They work well together. Mm-hmm. Work well together, right? Whereas Jane and Raph, all they ever did was, let's talk. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're with somebody, the ultimate comfort is what you're doing when no one else is around, when no one is watching. Mm-hmm. How are you going to be? And Petra and Raph, we have yet to see that. We've not seen them sit down and have a good conversation. We've only seen them
work well together and have sex well together.
Yeah, so it's like, where did this I love you come from? It almost doesn't make sense.
Because of the comfort of having that intimacy with someone. Yeah. Because they share the two daughters, because they're working well together, and you're thinking, I want to provide for my family, and we can do this together. We can build this partnership. When, again, that's not the case. And also, mm-hmm. comfort is stronger than love sometimes, and it's just the comfort of having that same person. It's going to always be Jane and Petra mm-hmm. for Raph.
Oh, I would not want to be him.
Vicious cycle.
Yeah. What are your predictions?
I'm predicting a beautiful fairy tale wedding.
Well,
no, everything's going wrong.
I predict a big belly woman coming to wreck it.
But it's
going to
be a good. Right. Ooh, that's
Gina.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I predict a big belly.
I don't know how Zomara is going to react to that. That's going to be crazy.
Darcy in the show.
I'm so mad at that Beatrice.
I don't understand how that's going to happen. I'm excited for the finale.
Do you really think it is Rogelio's sperm and
I don't know.
That's what she said. Because she wasn't sleeping with somebody.
She pulled a Petra, y'all. She pulled a Petra.
All these people inseminating themselves.
This is my prediction. Darcy pulled a Petra.
I still think that Zoe and Ro are still gonna get married.
I do too.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be crazy, but you know, at the end of the day, and then we were talking about this, like mm-hmm. if it is really Rogelio's kid, I think that it might be hard for Zoe at first, but she's going to accept it and, like, be there for Rogelio because he didn't get to experience Jane growing up. Mm-hmm.
Basically, Rogelio's Jane, Zoe is Michael, and Darcy is Raph. Like, they're going through it all. Sort of, kind of, but... Without all the other stuff, but in the weird way that Zoe, the way Michael was willing to be there for Jane. Zoe's gonna be that, you know? And Darcy is this evil person because Michael looked at Raph as this evil person. Like, it's just this weird way of it happening all over again.
Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah. Babies, weddings, what else?
Chuck is gonna come back some way, somehow.
I'm with Fran Selly. My head hurts.
We're gonna figure something out with the JP issue, and also let's see if either one, Rose escapes, or two, they find something else out.
Yeah.
Oh, if Rose is the person who killed Scott.
Who knows? Yeah, they're gonna find out a lot. So
I just don't see what I'm not really sure what they can do with the character. Like, it would just be like, okay, now we ended it, we caught her, and then that's done. You know, like there has to be some sort of twist coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that, ladies.
Oh, I know what I can call in, ladies.
Yay!
Oh, next week for the finale.
I'll be in Houston, Texas, baby.
Yay.
Excellent.
H-Town.
Franceli, while you're talking, where can they find you on social media?
Oh my goodness, señores. La negra que tiene tumbao, Franceli Chapman. Find me at all things at Selly Hangout.
Hangout. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at The Stephanie Georgie. And next week here for the Jane the Virgin finale.
Yeah!
See ya.
Peace out, I'm gonna miss you guys too.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.